Our special guest, George Wendt. Good morning, George. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I've never been better, thank you. I don't live in a house of dreams, but, you know, I guess I'm okay.
Yeah, well.
You know, George, I got to tell you something. That's a typical Chicagoan response. Yeah, well. I should say I love the city of Chicago before I continue on. I didn't mean to disparage Chicagoans. I just...
No, that's fine.
No, it's fine.
That's not Chicago. That's not a Chicago response. No, that's not.
House of Dreams. Dream House.
Yeah.
Tell us about it. Annie.
Oh, just watch it. I'm not going to tell you.
Well, that's why you're here to tell us about it, George.
No, we waste all that time. Just watch it. I'd spoil it for you.
No, okay, well, thanks for being with us, George. Great having you on House of Dreams. Just watch it. That's all you need to know. That's not true at all.
It's a cool show. It's like a reality show, and it involves it's a kind of survivory competition show where 16 people from all walks of life with no prior experience in the building trades get together to build a house. They have no idea what they're doing. They get some help, you know, they get advice, and there's a contractor involved. But they live in tents on the campsite, and they have to vote each other off on a weekly basis. And it gets pretty intense because each of them has a 1 in 16 chance of winning a house worth several hundred thousand dollars. So,
do you get any, I'm going to say I didn't get to see the initial episode, and I certainly will watch on Monday, but do you get to, a la Simon Cole, do you get to say, you know, sir, you're really an idiot? Do you get to do that?
No. I sort of sit back and watch the proceedings and just kind of, you know, I'm like a sounding board for their fears and insecurities. I don't really, you know, I just sort of sip iced tea and watch.
You're kind of like the Bob Vili. You come in and check in once the work's all done, huh?
Not really. You know, I don't, like, kind of unique. I feel like I don't have anything to do with the work. You know?
George, what do you do on this show? Yeah, I said, what do you do on a show? You're not involved in any of the work. You don't get involved in any of it. What do you do?
I don't know. I think I talk about it on the radio.
Okay. Well, that's good enough for me. I mean, it's good publicity for the show, so an A&E's are a good channel. Do you get to hang out with Bill Curtis and drink?
You know, down the road, I'm hoping.
Yeah, because he's big on A&E, and he probably runs the show over. They're a very powerful guy at A&E.
Yeah, I should think.
Now, again, referring to the fact that you were born in Chicago, Illinois, Chicago's a huge union town. Be honest with me. Wouldn't you like to just say to one of the carpenters, you really suck at that?
No, it never occurred to me.
Okay. Well, it's just
in their own home. It's like a barn raising.
So it's an Amish type of deal.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good enough. Now, as they go along, you said, now, how many people are involved at first?
16.
16, and then every week somebody gets voted off.
Right. You're probably doing the math now.
Well, no, yes, I am, sir. What's in my little pointed head, I'm doing the math. What are the criteria? What would be, is it, it's not just, I don't like your look, get out. I mean, they have to, they're just not doing a good enough job.
They get on each other's nerves, and it was also, the strategizing was all about how do I win the house? How can I boot out the person with the most compelling story?
So right.
It's not competition for me later down the road.
I'm looking at your 16 contestants right now, and it looks like you've got just about someone from just about every walk of life, it looks like. A lot of women. Well, I mean, I'm looking at the picture right now. Yeah. None of these people are very well dressed, George, I must say.
No, they're not.
So, well, you know, at the end, what do you get? That's what I want to know. So one person ends up with the house. What do you get out of the deal?
Money?
A check?
Yeah.
Well, that's good then. This is going to work for everybody.
Okay.
Is there any way, because we try to be an educational show here at KQRS, the KQ in the Morning show. How do you set this up where basically we've learned in the first 5 minutes of the interview, you do absolutely nothing and you're the one who gets the money? Because that's if you get given the tip. And I'm in radio, by the way, so I know how to get by with doing absolutely
nothing. I sat at the end of a bar and drank beer for 11 years. So clearly I'm a genius.
You know, George, you are a genius. You had one of the greatest lines in the history of television when I believe you were going out on a date and you asked someone to check because you felt you had a little bit of a drip going and you opened up your suit coat, and there was sweat all the way down under your belt. It was one of the great moments in the history of television.
Now, that was, I think, the first, Jim Burrows said that was the first time he ever had to cut the cameras for a laugh. The laugh went on too long that he just had to reload.
Well, it was one of the greatest moments of all time. And if you don't mind this, the quick question, you did some episodes with Kevin McHale, a Minnesota hero.
Yes, I did.
Was on. What'd you think? Did you like him, or did you find him a total pain in the ass?
I loved him. I thought he was really cool. We had fun.
So, I mean, it's because we want to know. Like I said, he's a local hero. He's from Hibbing, Minnesota. We just wanted to know, you know, if he was kind of pushy, if he was like kind of a Marlon Brando on the set.
No, it was a lot of fun.
Well,
I didn't know he's from Dylan's hometown. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Hibbing, Minnesota.
You bring it up, huh?
Yeah.
Tell him his nickname.
Oh, should I tell him, George? Actually, Kevin McHale, you've seen how big the man is, and how you noticed also how his chest kind of does protrude. You've noticed that he's has a protruding chest. So his nickname in high school was Tits. Does that bother? Well, it was. I just thought I'd throw that at you and see what you felt of that. Okay, now let's get back to House of Dreams, because this is what this you're.
George says gladly.
Well, no, I just wanted to cover that, and I want to ask him because there's a Minnesota connection there, and I needed to know these things. So, okay, now to set the scene, we're talking 8 o'clock Central Time on Mondays on A&E, and I noticed, by the way, you're sponsored by LendingTree.com, so apparently they put up the dough for the house building.
Well, I think, it's not really my department.
Well, George, you do nothing on the show, do you? You have no involvement.
No, I mean, I think there are oodles of sponsors, is what I'm saying.
George, you're my hero. Because it's like, you know the carpenters? No, I don't know the carpenters. You know the people? No, I don't know the people either. Do you make any comments? No, I don't comment. You got this whole thing figured out, man.
I'm a genius.
You are definitely a genius. You found a way to make money. It's even easier than radio, is all I have to say. How did you get involved in this in the first place? So they come to you and say, look, George, you're the guy.
Yeah, they did. And I really kind of said, whoa, you sure? Because I'm not a broadcaster, really. I'm just an actor. Smooth, patterned a camera is not my long suit. They said, no, we know you, we want you, just be yourself. Okay, all right.
Which is good. I mean, that's a good thing. Now, you were in a movie, and it keeps coming to mind, where you lived next door to a haunted house. What was the name of that movie?
House.
It was just called House. Okay. No, I mean, it was good. The movie was called House.
I know.
But it keeps coming to mind because you would come over and stir the pot, and I believe the guy who used to be the bailiff on Night Court ended up being a skeleton killer or something.
Yeah.
Richard Mall, wasn't that his name? So is that way they said, look, you did such a great job on House that House of Dreams seems to be your kind of deal.
There you go.
What do you think of that connection there, George?
Subliminally, I think you're right.
Subliminally.
Like the producers were like, 11 years old when House came out or something. They really made it registered subliminally in them.
So you're buying that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Monday nights at...
Otherwise, it's totally inexplicable.
Yeah, you're right.
Why I'm on board.
Well, that's where we found out this morning, George, is there's no reason for you to be on the show at all. But it works for me. George Wendt, ladies and gentlemen, the show is called House of Dreams. It's on A&E every Monday at 8 o'clock Central. Please do watch. As George said when he started, the very first minute of the interview, George said, I don't want to talk about it. I just watch it.
Yeah.
Thought he was kidding.
No, he wasn't kidding.
George, get some rest because it sounds like you've really been taxing yourself here.
Yeah.
All right, now, be honest. You're bored.
Thank you, George. Have a great day.
Jesus
George Wendt, ladies and gentlemen, of course, for 11 years, as he said, on Cheers as Norm. And then he came on the KQ Morning Show and was bored stiff.
Hi, I'm remarkably dull.
He said he has a dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
Oh, I like George, But it's kind of like, hey, did you have a good time? Yeah.
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 Did you like Kevin McHale? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. So basically, George was right when he said he's an actor. Yeah. He's not really good sitting in front of the camera. I don't know.
He was an SCTV guy, so they thrived on
George
improv,
Wendt
right?
was?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He was actually Second City out of Chicago.
Yeah, not SCTV.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay, Second City out of Chicago. I knew that, yeah, but SCTV, I don't ever remember. They already had a fat guy.
Right.
Well, Second City in Chicago has, I mean, you know, they probably pound for pound have funnier people than any show on TV.
I'd have to agree with that. Well, hell, Dudley Riggs does.
So that's true.
Let's be totally honest.